Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! For more than 15 years, CJSF 90.1 FM has been bringing Democracy Now! To the greater Vancouver area every weekday at 11 a.m. From New York, this is Democracy Now!
The sun may have set over our city this evening, but as Eugene Debs once said, I can see the dawn of a better day for humanity.
In this Democracy Now! Special, we look at the rise of New York Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani, the Democratic socialist who's set to become New York's first Muslim and first South Asian mayor after pulling off what Senator Bernie Sanders called one of the great political upsets in modern American history. We'll spend the hour hearing Mamdani in his own words and look at the grassroots coalition that helped propel him to victory.
So hear me, President Trump, when I say this, to get to any of us, you will have to get through all of us.
All that and more coming up. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. In this Democracy Now! Special, we look at the rise of New York Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani. On November 4th, he made history by winning the race to become the next mayor of New York City. The Democratic Socialist is the first Muslim and first person of South Asian descent elected to lead the largest city in the United States. At 34 years old, he's also the youngest person elected to the office in over a century. His meteoric rise from a little-known state assembly member to his stunning upset over former Governor Andrew Cuomo has sent shockwaves through the Democratic Party. Today, we spend the hour hearing Zohran Mamdani in his own words and look at the grassroots campaign behind him. Mamdani was born in Uganda and moved to New York as a child. His parents are the acclaimed filmmaker Mira Nair and Columbia University professor Mahmoud Mamdani. In 2020, Zohran Mamdani won a seat in the New York Assembly, representing Astoria, Queens. In October 2021, Mamdani appeared on Democracy Now! For the first time while taking part in a 15-day hunger strike to demand debt relief for New York taxi drivers.
I'm participating in solidarity with the Taxi Worker Alliance and to try and bring to light what the consequences are of the city's inaction for many years, and now they're a completely insufficient plan for debt relief. Because, you know, we started this hunger strike last Wednesday. We've now completed 7 full days of being without food, one of the most basic elements of dignity. And the consequences we have seen in our own bodies, you know, an inability to sleep, unrelenting hunger, moments of blurred vision, stress, headaches, these are the same consequences that I heard drivers talk about when they say what the physical realities are of being hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt, unable to take care of your family and seeing no way out. So it's important for us as legislators to bring to light what it is that people are suffering from out of view of those in the political elite and bring it right front and center in front of City Hall.
In 2022, New York Assembly member Zohran Mamdani came back on Democracy Now! After the Republican Party won control of the House of Representatives, in part because Republicans flipped 4 seats in New York.
You can only get so far presenting a negative version of the Republican vision. We can only get so far telling people that vote to defeat Lee Zeldin. We need to have an affirmative vision. The Working Families Party has laid out what that vision could look like, and now the Democratic Party needs to do so as well. And when I think about that, I think particularly about 2 issues, housing and the climate crisis. Right, more than 75% of New Yorkers across the state are concerned about rising rents, and more than 67% believe that we need to pass good cause eviction as a means by which to keep those rents under control.
In October 2023, I spoke to Zoran Mamdani when he took part in a historic protest when the group Jewish Voice for Peace and their allies shut down the main terminal of Grand Central Station during rush hour to demand a ceasefire in Gaza.
My name is Zoran Mamdani. I'm an assembly member for parts of Astoria in Long Island City, and I'm here today to join thousands of Jewish New Yorkers, rabbis, and allies to say that the time is now for an immediate ceasefire.
What does it mean to you that on this Shabbos, this Jewish Sabbath, thousands of Jews are here at Grand Central saying ceasefire now?
It shows that what we have been told about the consent for this genocide is not true. So many of the Jewish New Yorkers here are struggling through heartbreak and mourning of October 7th, and they have made it very clear that do not use their heartbreak, their tragedy, as a justification for the genocide of Palestinians. In over 2.5 weeks, we've already seen more than 7,000 Palestinians be killed, close to 3,000 Palestinian children, one Palestinian child killed every 15 minutes. These New Yorkers and so many across the state are saying the time is now for a ceasefire, and if you're not calling for it, you're supporting a genocide.
Last October, Mamdani joined Democracy Now! As he launched his mayoral campaign and laid out the platform he's now known for.
We are going to freeze the rent for every single rent-stabilized tenant for every single year of the mayoralty. We are going to make buses free and fast across this entire city. And we are going to enact universal child care at no cost for all New Yorkers for children from the ages of 6 weeks to 5 years. These are the policies that will set us apart, and these are the policies that resonate with New Yorkers' concerns.
And if you could talk some more about your stance on the war in Gaza, which clearly, or in the Palestinian territories, which clearly is not normally a plank of a candidate for mayor in New York City, but certainly will affect how people vote.
You know, I think there's tremendous anger and alienation across New York City today, whether it's these corruption crises or the cost of living or the fact that our tax dollars are continuing to fund a genocide across Palestine. And what voters are looking for is someone who can speak clearly to that crisis of confidence and of faith in the power of government to be a positive force in people's lives and to offer them a vision that is worth believing in. And that is what I am going to do in this campaign, is to put forward an economic agenda that puts working-class New Yorkers first, all while recognizing the world as it actually is, which is one where there is a hierarchy of human life that the United States government is following that states that it is fine for Palestinians and Lebanese and Syrians and Yemenis to be killed, because that is simply the worth that they have in the eyes of our federal government.
Over the next 12 months, Mamdani would rise in the polls from last place to first, shocking the political establishment by building a historic grassroots coalition. In June, he defeated disgraced former Governor Andrew Cuomo in New York City's Democratic mayoral primary.
In the words of Nelson Mandela, it always seems impossible until it is done. My friends, we have done it. I will be your Democratic nominee for the mayor of New York City.
Zoran Mamdani came back on Democracy Now! In September, hours after New York Mayor Eric Adams ended his reelection campaign. Mamdani talked about his plans to Trump-proof New York City following the president's threat to cut off federal funds to New York if Mamdani won the general election.
You know, I think it is a sad reality in this country where we have a president who ran an entire campaign premised on cheaper groceries and lowering the cost of living. And what he has instead delivered time and again is an exacerbating of that very crisis, all while focusing on the persecution of his supposed political enemies. And when we talk about Trump-proofing the city, it's not just the question of hiring the 200 additional lawyers at our law department to bring us back to the staffing levels prior to the pandemic. It's a question of actually
actually standing up and fighting Donald Trump. And fighting Donald Trump because what his agenda is doing is endangering the welfare of New Yorkers. This bill that he recently ushered through Washington, D.C., it throws millions of New Yorkers off of their health care. It steals SNAP benefits from so many hungry New Yorkers. And it does all of this in the interests of the largest wealth transfer that we've seen in this country. And to do those things while speaking about a cost of living crisis, it is truly a betrayal of so much of what his campaign was premised on, and an illustration of why he is so fearful of our campaign. Because unlike him, we don't just diagnose this crisis. We will deliver on it. We will actually ensure that we have New Yorkers who can afford the city that they call home, that we freeze the rent for more than 2 million New Yorkers, we make buses fast and free, which are currently the slowest ones in the nation, and we deliver universal child care. And that's what Donald Trump is afraid of, the stark contrast between our delivery of those things and what he has done as the president of this country. New Yorkers are facing twin crises, authoritarianism from Washington, D.C., and an affordability crisis from the inside. And we often tend to separate these out. We think about democracy as an ideal that must be protected, but not that democracy also has to be able to deliver on the material needs of working people. And it was Fiorella LaGuardia that said, you cannot preach liberty to a starving land. You have to be able to deliver on both fronts.
Zoran Mamdani on Democracy Now! In September. Coming up, we look at how working-class South Asians help propel Mamdani to victory. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. In this holiday special, we're continuing to look at the rise of New York Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani. Just prior to the November election, Democracy Now!'s Anjali Kamat filed this report looking at a crucial, often overlooked portion of Mamdani's base, working-class South Asians.
It's Friday afternoon in a quiet neighborhood in Kensington, Brooklyn. These women are members of Drumbeats, an advocacy group for low-income South Asian and Indo-Caribbean communities here in New York. And they're getting ready to canvass for Zoran Mamdani.
So half of the list is going to cover with them, then they will find them.
They split up into groups, and I followed them as they knocked on dozens of doors. Armed with colorful flyers about the campaign in Bengali and Urdu and dozens of Zoran pins, they explained why they thought Mamdani was the best candidate and reminded neighbors about early voting times and locations.
So November 4th is the final vote. Assalamu alaikum.
Their enthusiasm was infectious, often bursting into Bengali chants of my mayor, your mayor. And for the most part, it seemed to work. I spoke to Fahad Ahmed, who runs Drumbeats, which stands for Desis, or South Asians, Rising Up and Moving. Their organization was among the very first to endorse Zoran's run for mayor last year.
Many people will say that, it's a South Asian descended candidate, and so it must be an identity thing. But we've had several South Asian or Indo-Caribbean candidates, but none of them elicit this response. And I think the fact that the campaign spoke to the very material issues of working class people as first and foremost, has really made a very significant difference.
Oh, yeah.
I also spoke to Jagpreet Singh, Drumbeat's political director, who's in charge of endorsing political candidates and getting the vote out.
When Zoran had come to us to begin with, he said his base, the base he was looking at, were three planks. Number one was the leftist progressives. His second plank was rent-stabilized tents. And the third was Muslim and South Asian communities, communities that have not been previously galvanized, have not been previously activated, usually have some of the lowest voter turnout rates. So from the get-go, our communities were going to be a big part of his base.
Kazi Fawzia moved to New York City from Bangladesh in 2008. Now she's Drum's organizing director. The tireless campaigning by women like her was crucial to Zoran's victory in the primaries. In some neighborhoods, voter turnout among South Asian and Indo-Caribbean communities doubled.
Just 24/7, they're thinking how to win. Some of them work in the cafeteria and the school. Some of them also work in the retail store. Some of them are home health worker, take care of the patient. One of my leader actually restaurant ship, they are not only just volunteer, they built actually movement.
After a long evening of canvassing, they're back at the office only to get ready for more of the same, the next day and every day after until the elections.
These all tired people come together and creating movement to show the world how political campaign supposed to be look like.
6-7
The early vote kickers.
In June, we won the primary because of historic numbers of new voters that turned out. We changed the electorate.
Earlier this month, Zoran Mamdani addressed an excited crowd of supporters at a Bangladeshi restaurant in Jackson Heights, Queens.
Zoran Mamdani! What we did in the primary is we increased the turnout of Muslims by 60%, the turnout of South Asians by 40%. And when I stood in front of the world and gave a speech that night, I made sure to remember the Bangladeshi aunties that knocked on the doors across this city. And people have asked me, what will it mean to have a Muslim mayor? What my grandmother Kulsum taught me, that to be a good Muslim is to be a good person. It is to help those in need and to harm no one. The truth of this campaign, it is a truth that believes in each one of the people in this room and their possibility. It is the truth that looks at the youngest among us and sees that they could be anything in this city. Anything they want.
At the Jackson Heights Farmers Market that weekend, the high school students who met Mamdani at the restaurant were still thinking about his words.
If I could run for mayor, I think I would have a lot of great ideas. Just like Zoran, making New York City affordable. I want to be able to live here without any worry about paying rent. I know I'm just 17, but I want to be able to move out next year and experience living in the city, because I know even for my family it's really hard to pay the rent. So, yeah.
Mohini Mehbooba is one of the youth members of Drumbeats. A talented artist, Mohini was giving people henna tattoos that spelled Zoran.
We work so hard, phone banking, canvassing, and I love doing it, and I'm going to do some more today, hopefully. And it's just a really good feeling to do something that will be able to change for us as well.
Thank you so much.
At the Drumbeats office in Jackson Heights, there's a different group of people phone banking every afternoon. They're reaching out to communities in a variety of South Asian languages, with volunteers making calls in Nepali, Urdu, and Bengali. A group of high school students are also making calls, in between joking around.
Hey, my name is Sami, and I am a high school volunteer for the Zoran Mamdani's campaign. Have you ever heard about Zoran Mamdani? Are you planning to vote for him on the election day, November 4th?
High school student Miftahun Mahona explains why she's passionate about campaigning for Zoran Mamdani.
Even though I'm not at the age to vote, not yet, I still care about, like, people above 18, they like for them to vote for Zoran, because the thing is, if they vote for the right person, that also benefits me, because I live in a world where it's very corrupt, and every action that the people over 18 taking, like voting, their action means a lot to me as well, because I come from a working class family. We don't have many benefits. We don't have much resources.
Across working class South Asian communities in the city, there's a deep belief that Zoran Mamdani will stand up for them if he becomes mayor. A big reason for that is his role in the taxi workers' protest against medallion debt back in 2021. When the drivers decided to go on a hunger strike, Assemblyman Mamdani joined them for the full 15 days. Kazi Fauzia remembers how moved the community was.
I saw how long he's doing the hunger strike, and he almost dying that time. So I feel this call actually real solidarity. Solidarity not just come and talk and leave. Solidarity also, he put his body frontline.
Drum, or Desi's Rising Up and Moving, was founded in Jackson Heights, Queens in 2000 as a membership organization of low-wage South Asian and Indo-Caribbean workers and youth. For most of its history, their membership has faced the brunt of domestic repression and hate crimes that followed the September 11th attacks. Kazi Fauzia found herself the target of NYPD surveillance when she started organizing in immigrant Muslim communities.
I came 2008 this country, and I used to work in retail store in Jackson Heights, and I that time I'm doing volunteering, organizing with the drum, and one day I found informer behind me.
A few years later, as hate crimes against South Asian immigrants spiked again, many people suggested she stop wearing her hijab.
People asked me 2013, you should take off your hijab because it's not safe anymore. We saw how much isolation and fear community have after 9/11.
Jagpreet Singh remembers his Sikh family members cutting their hair and beards and wearing American flag T-shirts to stay safe after 9/11.
This is a reality we lived with for a long time, that we had to hide ourselves, that we had to retreat back, that we had to fight for everything that we wanted. And we're in this reality now, where Zoran Mamdani is about to become mayor of our city, a very outward Muslim man, South Asian, who is very much into his identity, who does not hide his identity.
From the shadows of post-9/11 repression and fear, the Mamdani campaign has given this community a new sense of political confidence and purpose.
So if you see now, our member, our community member, our religious lead, our neighbors, all now talking for Zoran. If they go back the 9/11 era and they try to talk about Islamophobic, xenophobic thing, it's not going to sell. It's not going to sell. It's over. People are not going to go back the isolating zone anymore. If they try to implementing this, they will push back.
If Zoran Mamdani wins the mayoral election, Drumbeats, like other progressive groups that backed Mamdani from the start, could find themselves in a brand new role, collaborating with the administration to govern the city. It's been a long journey, from advocating for those on the margins to potentially having a seat at the table. Here's Jagpreet Singh again.
Talks about what the administration would look like are still a little premature, but the campaign and the administration has been very willing to work with organizations like ours at Drumbeats. It feels amazing to see that we now get to take up leadership, that we get to not only have a seat at the table, but run how our city runs. It's not just going to happen by him being in office, no matter how charismatic he is.
Kazi Fauzia says that if Mamdani wins the race, but is unable to keep his campaign promises down the road, their members will not hesitate to push his administration and hold their feet to the fire.
Zoran make impossible possible in his grassroots movement too, in the mayoral campaign. So Zoran have to keep his promises and fulfill his commitment, and we will be support all the time him. And also if he don't fulfill or keep his promises, we will hold him accountable.
In the event of a Mamdani victory, his administration will not face an easy path. People like Fahad Ahmed are already preparing for how to confront the many challenges and threats that may come, whether from the Trump administration or Wall Street and real estate interests.
On our side, there will be real challenges of trying to run a city as a left when we don't have extensive experience of doing that. But how it is that we govern, tending to the actual material needs that come up in day-to-day administration of the city, while having a vision that is transformative, that does believe that cities and society can be shaped differently and can function in ways that actually meet the needs of everyday working people.
But for now, the South Asian and Indo-Caribbean communities that have been pounding the pavement for Mamdani couldn't be more excited for a potential Zoran Mamdani victory and their new role in the spotlight.
We choose the future because for all those who say our time is coming, my friends, our time is now.
For Democracy Now!, this is Anjali Kamat with Nicole Salazar. Thanks to Rehan Ansari.
So that was looking at some of the organizing leading to Zoran Mamdani's victory. Coming up, we hear Zoran Mamdani in his own words after he won the New York mayoral race in what Senator Bernie Sanders called one of the great political upsets in modern American history. Stay with us.
I landed here from Punjab. No real home but in Gilab. In Gilab, oh in Gilab. No real home but in Gilab. Gather machao, bagi, gather machao. Gather machao, bagi, gather machao. Gather machao, bagi, gather machao.
This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. In this holiday special, we're continuing to look at the rise of Zoran Mamdani. On election night, Democracy Now! Was at Mamdani's victory party at the historic Brooklyn Paramount, where more than 1,000 people packed in. We spoke to some of his supporters and organizers as the election results started coming in.
My name is Sumaya Awad, and I'm a member of New York City DSA. Woo, woo, woo! And I am, to say I'm excited and ecstatic and relieved is an understatement. I mean, we have fought so hard for this right before the primary, and then now in the last couple of months and the last couple of weeks, and today. I've been canvassing since 9 a.m., and I feel exhausted, but it's the best kind of exhausted, because it's exhaustion from something I believe in with every fiber of my body, and that I know that the majority of New Yorkers believe in, and we haven't felt that. I haven't felt that in my lifetime.
Tell us what it is you believe in.
It's a politician and an agenda that is truly for working class people, and one that doesn't put the platform and the mission at the expense of anyone. He has not left anyone out of what he is fighting for, and he's made it clear, whether you support him or not, he is fighting for us.
What'd you say?
NBC just called in for Zoran.
What do you think?
I'm so happy. I've been awake since 4:30 in the morning today, out canvassing at Park Slope and Prospect Heights, and we've been working towards this for a year, and I'm just so happy to win the New York City that we deserve.
What's your name? Where are you from?
And my name's Ruby. I live in Crown Heights.
Hi.
How's it going?
Can you tell me your names and what do you think?
I'm Harrison and I'm thrilled. We've been canvassing since January, and it's so happy to see all of our work pay off.
It feels surreal that it's actually here and that it's happening. Yeah, it's so crazy.
What is it about Zoran Mamdani that led you to support him? And what is your name?
I'm Janie. He just has inspired hope. I feel